Soldiers in Mauritania today have overthrown the government and have announced a new military junta, which will be led by the head of the country's presidential guard. Philippa Hitchin has the latest.
The coup took place after the president and prime minister fired the country's top four military officials. A brief announcement read over state television said a new state council will be led by presidential guard chief General Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz. The country's president was being held by soldiers at the presidential palace in Nouakchott, according to his spokesman, who said that soldiers had also detained the prime minister. No official reason was given for the military sackings, which were announced early on Wednesday. Among those fired was the Army Chief of Staff. Mauritania's president has been under fire for weeks by lawmakers who have accused him of corruption and poor governance. Some 69 of the country's 95 parliament members had recently called for his resignation. State radio and television went off the air as soon as the coup was announced, and witnesses said soldiers were deployed throughout the capital, although no violence was reported. Straddling the western edge of the Sahara Desert, Arab-dominated Mauritania, with a population of 3.4 million, has been racked by more than 10 coups or attempted coups since independence from France in 1960. Presidential elections held in 2007 ended a two-year period of military rule, the product of a coup in 2005. I'm Philippa Hitchin.